5G will bring the next generation of wireless technology to San Antonio and other cities across Texas, but advocates argue it will bring the fifth generation of digital inequality. TPR Tech reporter Paul Flav has more on how the future technology will impact the digital divide.
This year, you're going to hear a lot about what 5G will do.
To say there's a lot of hype around 5G?
How it could help firefighters see through smoke
is probably an understatement.
Connect ambulances with hospitals in real time.
Verizon and T-Mobile spent an estimated $22 million in Super Bowl ads to tell us all about it.
Hey, Mama, I'm working.
It works at the pie shop.
T-Mobile's 5G works inside and out.
But what gets left out of the conversation is that 5G will likely not be rolled out citywide, but as in technologies past, predominantly to wealthier areas.
So I don't know how any of us can think that 5G will be different, that the ISPs will make different decisions than they did with previous technologies.
Angela Seifer works for the National Digital Inclusion Alliance, a nonprofit that advocates for connecting low-income and disconnected communities.
We know AT&T digitally redlined. We know they skipped low-income neighborhoods when they were rolling out their faster DSL. And we know this because of the data they gave to the FCC.
Unlike in banking, the redlining or lack of investment in poor communities isn't illegal. AT&T has said in the past that it doesn't redline, and that its investment in inclusion and diversity is unparalleled. Responding to one FCC complaint over redlining in 2017, it said its rollouts are based on costs and forecasts of utilization. As a result, 5G won't close the so-called digital divide, Seifer says. In fact, it will speed the obsolescence of technology low-income people can afford. It will likely make the divide worse. But there was a window where cities thought they could make a difference. See, 5G requires a lot more connection points, a denser network of what are called small cell nodes, and telecoms wanted to put thousands of them in city rights-of-way and on city-owned poles. That would have given cities a lot of leverage, says Austin Stevenson with the city of McAllen.
And McAllen was offering a substantial discount on their rental rates if the providers would place any type of Wi-Fi hotspot. It doesn't even have to be 5G, just some kind of internet connectivity to those lower income areas or areas that are without service.
But then the state legislature changed the rules in 2017, capping fees to between 10 and 25% of their market value and made it nearly impossible for cities to not approve a permit request. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nurberg says the power to disincentivize is gone.
The way the regulatory structure exists today at the federal, state, and local level, we are largely reliant, almost entirely reliant on carrots and not sticks.
Good morning, sir. Do you have a couple minutes? We'd really appreciate your time. Happy Friday.
One in four San Antonio homes don't have internet, but we don't know where those homes actually are.
Good morning, ma'am. After you're done, we have a survey, if you don't mind. It's about internet usage.
San Antonio City employee Thomas Guerra is working to document the city's digital divide at a West Side payment center for the local utility. The surrounding zip code has a median income of $28,000, and nearly a third live in poverty. Many people pass by uninterested, but he draws one or two.
In Espanol, or would you like it in English?
English.
Okay, perfect. Are you a resident of Bexar County?
Yes.
This survey will be turned into a map of city districts showing just how good or bad the problem is. And city staff hope they can convince providers to build access into some of these areas, says San Antonio Chief Innovation Officer Brian Dillard.
I'm going to give you the tool sets and resources that you need to make the right decision. I'm going to put it on you to make that decision moving forward. That's all the leeway I have.
And even then, it's just access. It doesn't address whether people can afford the $60 to $75 monthly cost and the cost of a new device. But Angela Seifer argues because of the rental rate cap for the rights of ways, the community is essentially subsidizing these companies. Can't they make the rates more affordable?
Our most disadvantaged community members end up not participating in that public investment. That is happening now.
The chances that 5G would bridge the digital divide was slim already. With rule and law changes at the state and federal level in recent years, Seifer said it's nearly impossible. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.